This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All fellows with monkey sounds in there are called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon!
Yes!
That's Danny Meringue. I'm Dusty Hera. A special welcome back to that silly little bastard over there in the other studio, Jeff Russ.
Ciao, Belly.
How are you?
Well, at least today I can talk.
Well, kind of.
Yeah. We're not quite 100% yet.
My guy's taken 11 days off in the past 14.
Dude, it's been wicked.
He's really leaning into these five-day weekends. Five-day weekends, two-day work weeks.
Yeah.
It's very European of you.
However you got to do it, right?
I don't even think the Europeans go that way. Yeah. It's very Roman emperor of you.
It's fitting, I guess, yeah. Then, right?
Hey, there you go. There you go. Yeah, you've been sick. Your voice does sound like it is a little worse for the wear.
Yeah. This is the best I've been able to talk since probably last Thursday when you last saw me.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Just, I don't know, terrible cold, what have you. Just
Rop.
Lots of congestion and blowing gross stuff out of my head. Like, remember in Better Off Dead where his mom's serving dinner and she serves up that big spoonful of, like, green gloop and it starts moving on its own?
It has
raisins.
Oddly enough, I do.
That's kind of what it looked like.
It's an obscure movie reference, but being that it's 2023, I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
So, been dealing with that all weekend.
That's pretty gross and very descriptive.
I'm going to need you to do me a favor and die quietly.
And then on top of that, while I felt like I was dying in bed, actually had to get out of bed and empty out the garage because our water heater died.
Did you get that fixed?
Dang.
Yes, we did get it fixed on Friday.
Good for you.
Thank goodness. It's nice to have connections.
Yeah, he did.
They got there fast.
Now, there may be some confusion here. Are you asking him if he fixed it? Because there's no way
No. Oh, okay. Did it get fixed?
Okay, I'm not replacing a water heater, no. I can you know, use a wrench, turn a screw. That's about it.
No. That's not what... Of, like, the things that you can install in your house that are appliance-related, that is not one you do yourself.
No.
I remember my dad at a very young age instilling in me, you got to have a guy.
Yeah.
Have a guy. Have a guy for everything. You got to get a guy.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm not going to teach you much.
Well, that's where.
And I remember being like a kid and being like, all right, this place. Like, I was probably my son's age. I was like 6 or 7. So I got to get on that conversation with my kid.
Mm.
Yeah. Right now.
See, I was on the other side of that spectrum. My dad is, a CNC engineer.
Yeah.
He's got a PhD in electrical engineering. So,
I thought you were going to say he was in the CNC music factory. That
yeah,
was
no,
be awesome.
Definitely not. Rhythmically challenged. Nah. Yeah, there we go.
That's what we were missing right there.
Yeah, so you actually did all of those.
Yeah, no,
together.
One of the things I did as a kid was like helping my dad like rebuild cars.
And okay.
Yeah. Doing like household,
We had
repairs. Hell, even when I was in the Air Force, my parents paid for me to come home when I was on leave. They say, "Hey, we'll pay for you if you come if you use your leave, and we'll pay you when we're remodeling the whole house."
Yeah, you told us about doing he paid you to roof.
Yeah, I paid me to roof and then do insulation under the house. Yeah.
Huh. All right.
I've only ripped out the insulation, but yeah, we used to.
Yeah, I've done the insulation.
We used to change the oil on the cars, do the brakes and stuff. I did my own garbage disposal a couple times.
Yeah, I can do minor home improvements.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're not completely useless when it comes to that stuff.
Oh no, I trained myself. I'm self-taught.
Okay,
like one thing that I've learned in my life is to read the directions, and you can probably do it. Right?
More often than not.
It's amazing how many people are like, you know what? Don't need them. And it's like, yes, you do. Because I've like installed, garbage disposals, a couple of dishwashers.
Yep, mm-hmm. Done the dishwasher a couple times.
The dishwasher is actually sneaky easy.
It's not terrible, yeah.
No. Well, the hard part's leveling it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That son of a gun.
I got super lucky when I put the last one in. It was like a quarter spin on one side and it was fine.
But I'll tell you.
Here we go.
When you tell somebody who has never installed a dishwasher, you screwed it up for us all. When you tell somebody who's never done it, like, yeah, I installed the dishwasher, they're like, no way, really? Like, yep.
That took me forever.
Yep. Read all six steps.
It came with a book?
You can still listen. Yep. If you're out there
and YouTube.
Your significant other thinks that's an all-day thing, you can still milk that for an all-day thing.
Yeah.
It's very big.
YouTube is a hell of a thing, too. YouTube helped me in, like, for all of the things my dad could not teach me, YouTube did teach me.
YouTube is dad for a lot of people, I think, the DIYs. Right. You know what's insane? I was over
criminals, too. You can learn how to break into your car on YouTube.
Yeah. That's why the Honda Civic still.
And they're like, this is going to be really helpful in case you lock your keys in your car. As I'm sitting there, like the guy's wearing a mask in a Walmart parking lot. You're like, I don't think so, bud.
That's weird. I've seen this guy before.
Wait, maybe my keys work in the car.
That's also interesting.
Look, even if you've locked your keys or your sunglasses or your checkbook or
your catalytic converter.
Oh, you don't need to get inside for that.
No, he has the same. He has the link to how to safely change out your catalytic converter.
All you got to do is get under with the Sawzall and just.
What's weird is I was over at my wife's friend's house this weekend for a barbecue, and they built a chicken coop. And it looks incredibly nice.
They're horrible neighbors. I'm going to just let. I don't know what the rest of the story is.
My next door neighbor just did that too.
They live on the country a little bit. Okay. Like they've got some space.
I don't.
But they, you know where they got the directions to build this thing? Etsy.
Oh.
They buy, quote unquote, the directions off Etsy and
it
tells you
right.
What materials, how much, and when. Yeah. It was actually incredibly well done.
Yeah.
I was blown away by how efficient and effective the directions were and the materials that were used and how it was put together.
Really?
It's an incredibly... What's funny is the same wood that they used is almost the exact same stuff in styling that I'm used for a gazebo that I'm building. And I thought it was like... I was like, why?
What are you going to do with the gazebo? What do you need a gazebo for?
I have a big backyard. I have a huge backyard.
That does not answer the question of what do you need a gazebo for?
Covered area. We have no trees in our backyard. None.
Throw a hot tub in there?
We've got a hot tub.
Building a gazebo
over the hot tub?
Next to it.
Adjacent.
Adjacent, yes.
So hot tub adjacent gazebo.
Now, I'm not a smart man, but...
We know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn it. But no, we want some cover in the backyard. We literally have no trees in our backyard except for a small apple tree.
Oh, yeah, we have no trees on any of our lot, but we get all the neighbors' damn leaves.
See, we don't even, we have one tree in the back corner. It's a pine tree in our neighbors, but it's to the west, so we don't ever actually get any sun protection. So we wanted to have some place to go nice outside and not just cook the entire time.
That's usually what I want to do.
Don't get me wrong. I want to go out there. We have plenty of area to work in the sun. We have no place to go outside and get away from the sun. Or if we had company or something like that, we can't do anything.
All right. Okay. So. Well, hey, we've got gazebo talk.
Mm.
How long is that going to take you, by the way? How big is this gazebo?
Let's say it's 8x8.
8x8 gazebo.
8 cubed.
Are you putting a patio in for it?
Well, we're actually ripping the old deck out.
Gazebo-izing it?
Yeah, yes, that's it. Yeah. No, we're debating between a concrete slab or to just go grass. But we have almost a 50-foot long deck. It's enormous, dude. It is enormous. Yeah, it's 50 by 20.
Dumb.
Yes, no, it's huge. And so we're cutting... so much of it back.
Yeah, all right.
So we actually have some usable area to work with.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, glad to have you back, Rust. I'm glad your water heater's in and working.
Yeah. It actually works for a whole shower now, too, which is nice.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So what did it used to, what was happening?
It started out nice and hot and then kind of start to crap out about halfway through. Cold on you, but just never kept the temperature.
Just kind of teased you a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to go all the way cold to make you go, in the shower, but.
Lukewarm water.
Yeah. Yeah. So by the time you got to the end, you had to have that thing cranked up all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go with the instant water heater or this the big tank?
No, that was a bit cost prohibitive this time around because they were going to have to move gas lines around to the exterior. So Not this time around.
They are super cool, though.
Yeah.
They are. Those are really cool.
They are.
Yeah. All right. Well, congrats on having like a full warm shower now. You know, lukewarm, when I said that, that was one of the words like we had Will Ortner in, I don't know, one of these days that you've been out, and he didn't know the difference between, he thought trough was troth with the T-H, troth.
Like a trough you pee in?
Yeah.
Okay.
He thought it was troth.
Yeah, he thought it was troth. And I said lukewarm. I used to think it was nukewarm, and boy...
Nukewarm is a hot pocket.
Nukewarm is very, very hot.
That's a hot pocket.
Yeah, nukewarm is like nuclear bombs are very hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
Isn't Oppenheimer coming out soon?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It sure is.
Well,
it sure
I myself,
is.
I'm
that
not
was
going
one
to...
of mine that I just, I went far too long with being like, yeah, nukewarm. And then people are like, what did you just say?
I'm not going to speak ill of Will Ortner because
that was like
he
high school,
jumped the chance to fill in
25.
For me.
No. Oh, no.
I love Will.
I was just thinking of words that I butchered and I didn't know, and that one just popped right into my brain.
It's
I
okay.
Couldn't
he
think
used
of it
barometer
on the
spot. In a sentence, though.
Yeah, he sure did.
It was impressive. He learned.
All right. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. P1 Rufio's already in. What does Danny need a gazebo for? Where is he going to rage tweet from in the summer? That's a great point. So we need that. Somebody is just, I don't know why, texting in Office Space quotes. Hey, Peter. Yeah, I'm doing drywall in the McDonald's. Hey, Peter, man, check out this chick on Channel 9. I don't know why. I don't know why we're getting Office Space.
Should we just yell things through the glass at Rust?
Hey, Peter, man. Why don't you just come over here? What would you do with $1 million? Two chicks at the same time. That's what you... kind of chicks do a dude like me. What a great, like, sneaky good movie.
Oh, God, it's great.
Oh, Diedrich Bader is fantastic in that movie.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. All right.
I do believe you'd get your ass kicked for saying something like that.
What would you do if somebody told you you have a case of the Mondays? No, man. Hell no.
Hell no.
Okay. On today's radio program, it's supposed to be a hot one out there. All right. So everybody stay cool.
Yeehaw.
In honor of it being a hot one, our tears day, our tear of the day. Ice cream truck purchases.
Mm.
We are going to rank the menu selections out of the ice cream truck.
Yeah, my ears perked right up when Danny told me that one.
I will let you all know right now, this is already contentious.
There's some conflict afoot.
Because one psychopath is... I don't even
choosing
understand
violence.
Him. It's a child. Mm. A child over here. Mm. Like, the inverted... It's like the pyramid of success is inverted for one person, and I don't even know who it is, but I have a feeling.
I had a couple. I was prepared to just throw all of mine basically into like three tiers, so I had to struggle to spread them out a little bit.
You and me both, bud.
Yeah.
You and me both.
I had like top tier garbage and somewhere in the middle.
Yep. Yeah.
I have a rhyme and a reason to my tier list, as always.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Okay. We have that. We have got NBA Finals talk. We've got some NFL news, too. We got betting. Is good. This is going to be something that we're going to run into a lot. Guys are going to be dumb. We're going to have cautionary tales. We have another dumb in the NFL, and he's going to have to, you know, take one for the team here for the betterment of everybody else joining the NFL. You can't bet on your team. Plus, an update to... what is the worst ownership in sports? They're failing still. But where we got to start, a huge news today. Out of left field and taking the sports world by surprise. The PGA Tour is in bed with LIV. Next on The Fan.
I have a big backyard.
Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
You know, if this wasn't Charlie's Angels, I'd think that Jeff Rust is trying to sneak in Yacht Rock Friday on a Tuesday.
On a
just
Wednesday?
Because he's never been here for like a month on a Friday.
I've missed the last couple.
Yeah.
Trust me, it hurts.
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
All right.
Mr. 5-Day Weekend.
Couldn't tell you the last time I heard Alan Parsons in here.
Sure. I say in here.
In here. He's been hacking up a lung. Just going, oh, I love it. Okay.
There's the eye in the sky.
Took everybody by surprise today when on, of all networks, CNBC, Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, announced alongside the chairman of the LIV Tour that they would be joining forces with the LIV and a partnership between the Public Investment Fund, the PIF, which runs the LIV, a.k.a. Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund,
yes,
and the PGA are now going to partner moving forward. This took everybody by surprise. I mean, truly, everybody was surprised by this because apparently over the last handful of months, you have had the Monahan and the chair of the LIV Tour have been meeting in secret across the world. Like, whether it was in United States, Europe, Saudi Arabia, they've been meeting trying to hammer out a deal that could join the two forces and the DP Tour, which is the European Tour, if you don't know what the DP Tour is, to join forces and make them all under one umbrella.
So the interesting thing about this isn't that they joined. It's how well they kept this guarded.
Well, I think it's that they even joined. And to your point, in 2023, for nobody to know about this, which I call bunk on that. There's plenty of people who knew about it. But, yeah, keep it a secret, you're right.
As well as they did?
Yeah.
That's the insane thing to me. I mean, anytime it's a deal about money, it's the least surprising thing in the world to me.
Yeah.
Now, the framing of all of this after all of the grandstanding is hilarious. And the PGA Tour is going to be laughed at endlessly, and their players are going to be pissed off. And in the end, nobody's going to stop watching it.
Yeah.
The boycotting, blah, blah, blah. They always come back, no matter what it is. And that's the thing, is that these things are so big, and that's how they know this. PGA Tour, MLB, NBA, NFL, people talking about, you know, the NFL's getting too political. We need to stay, I'm going to stay out of this. Okay, cool. They had record ratings. Like, the whole idea, like, do they have an egg on their face? Do they look stupid? Do they look callous and dumb and arrogant? Yes, all of those things.
Yeah.
But will it continue to move forward? Absolutely.
Well, and look, there's a lot that is going to have to be answered here, and Jay Monahan, especially the commissioner of the PGA, because look, if you will give credit to the guys who run the Public Investment Fund, Al Rumayyan, who is the chairman of the LIV Tour, who works under the Saudis and really the Saudi government, they just know it all comes down to money, and they've always said it's all about money for them. That's all. That's truly all it is.
Whether they have more of it than anybody.
Whether it was blowing through all the money that they just wasted on the LIV Tour, which is not profitable and not successful, and paying guys hundreds of millions of dollars to leave the PGA, they just said they wanted to break up the monopoly that was the PGA Tour. And guess what? They actually built a monopoly by putting under one umbrella the PGA, the LIV, and the DP Tour. And
yes,
what they said they were actually an organization started for was to give options to golfers. They actually condensed it even more by saying, no, we're going to bring three tours into one, so it's not just the PGA anymore. All of these are just going to be under one umbrella.
And they're going to be the main corporate sponsor.
But Monahan is... He's the guy that has more explaining to do, because he made it about the blood money from the Saudis.
Yep.
He made it. These guys jumping is morally reprehensible.
Yes.
And he made it the PGA, not just against LIV, but the Saudi Arabian government and the PIF that is now. PIF is, they are running and do own, they essentially bought the PGA Tour.
Yes, that's what they did.
They bought the PGA Tour because and Monahan put out a press release today. And in the press release, he said, this is still your tour. Okay, and he said it's still about the players, and this is these are all the great things that the that they're going to do. Okay, you tell me. Okay, what sounds like this is just a minority stake and just a small influx of cash? Okay, in the letter to the PGA players, he said the PIF will make an investment and become a premier corporate sponsor of the PGA Tour. Okay, and the DP World Tour.
Mm-hmm.
PIF will make an additional investment in the new entity, which is going to kind of control all of them, okay? That will allow us to build an even stronger, more robust commercial business. The PIF is committed to significant financial support toward the causes that positively impact the game on global issues, okay? Now, they are money, money, money. That's all that one is saying. They will have, and I'm sure I'm butchering the name, Al Rumayyan, okay, who's the chairman of the LIV.
That sounds pretty close.
He has a seat on the board of directors of the PGA Tour, okay? That also comes with this partnership. Also, how about this one? This is where it gets a little tricky, and this is where it's like, this doesn't sound like a minority stake of a team that influx of cash, seat on the board. Yes, this does sound like you have a minority stake. This, according to the Financial Times. Okay. Details of the stake and its value are still being determined, though PIF will be the exclusive outside investor with the right of first refusal on any future and company incoming capital commitments. So
sounds like they are the ones kind of leading everything.
They can tell you. They can tell the PGA to go kick rocks if anybody they want to bring anybody else in. Mm-hmm. And that does not sound, this sounds like they have a ton of control. They have them financially by the balls.
By the short ones.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about this is that it's not just here that this is happening. If you want to take a step back into the global sports world, Karim Benzema is about to get all the money in the world to go play in Saudi Arabia. And that's part of a global
$600 million for 3 years.
Yes. $200 million a year. Yeah. There's still an outside chance that Leo Messi, you know, the most accomplished soccer player maybe of all time, not named Pele, also goes to Saudi Arabia. And this is all part of PIF slash Saudi Arabian Empire trying to diversify their sporting assets and really showing that they have more money than God and that literally anything is for sale.
Yes.
That they can buy anyone, anything, whole leagues, whole partnerships, that none of it matters.
Well, this is exactly what people mean when you hear the term sports washing.
Yes. 100%.
This is it. This is it. When Jay Monahan did all the grandstanding in the world less than a year ago about how this is sports washing and it's evil, he's right.
Yes, and he this also is, took the blood money.
This is blood money. This is sports washing. Mm-hmm. And what you described as evil less than a year ago, you are now in bed with.
Yeah, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. When the money starts piling up, it gets to a certain point where you just can't say no.
And this is being made, and I heard Colin was talking about this, and you'll hear these points all along. Like, well, I mean, the Saudi government, we're driving cars that are fuel comes from the Middle East. And they have the world's largest oil reserves in Saudi Arabia. Okay. Our government, they do work with them all of the time.
Go look at everything that you buy. Okay. Guess who owns it?
But we are now, and that was the other thing. We talked about this last summer when the whole LIV thing was going on.
When you look at what the PIF
invests in.
Yeah, it's everything. Everything you own, telecommunications, transportation, food, textiles, you can't get away. If you want to get high and mighty, buddy, you are going to have a tough time living in today.
This is where I always stood on the LIV Tour is, at the time, like those guys, they were making a decision based on generational money.
And I don't knock a single one of them because the money is so significant that it was
world-changing. I applauded the guys who stood on their morals. I applauded the guys like Rory McIlroy and Colin Morikawa and Tiger Woods who believed in the sanctity of the PGA and the grind that it takes. And
they also had the money.
The idea that what was going on with the blood money and all that, they did have the money that they didn't really have to worry, but Dustin Johnson did too. Brooks Koepka did too.
Sure.
Right? But those guys, and I applauded those guys, like, hey, you know, you guys are sticking up where you feel is right, and that's admirable, and that's great. But when you look at the investments that the PIF has had previously, my goodness, they're in everything. They really are in everything.
It's literally the most diversified fund in the entire world.
But this is where it's different, is that the PGA Tour just did a year-long grandstanding tour, and they left Rory McIlroy hanging. And actually, I think Rory McIlroy was one of the guys who was in on, and he had a knowledge that this was coming down the pipeline. Do you guys remember what Rory McIlroy said at the PGA Championship?
Go on.
He was done talking about the LIV. He wanted nothing to do with talking about the LIV. Anytime he would be asked, remember we saw the longest drive. That's not what it's called.
No,
what it's called.
Full swing?
Full swing.
Yeah, the
full swing on the Netflix doc. F you, Phil. Keep that in the doc. He was the most. He has been the most outspoken.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a couple weeks ago at the PGA Championship, he decides to shut up and he doesn't want to talk about it at all.
Button up. somebody let him know.
Well, he knew that something was up, maybe, but I don't think he was expecting this, because the PGA Tour players, they are blindsided by it. They truly are blindsided by it. Some of them, and I think what we're seeing is that there was a lot of the guys who, you know, on the PGA Tour, like, they didn't really care, but they're still friends with a lot of the guys that are on the LIV, and they got $100 million to go play over there. Hell yeah. They're saying, hey, more power to you. Wish they would have offered me $100 million. But guys like Rory, guys like Justin Thomas, guys like Tiger Woods, reportedly turned down close to $1 billion to go over there. They're probably pissed at the PGA Tour and saying, we went to bat for you. We stuck our necks out for you.
And now you're going to go take all that dirty money and that you told
gonna
us
do
was
it.
Dirty?
And you know who's the happiest guy in the world?
Greg Norman.
Phil effing Mickelson. No, Greg Norman's pissed because apparently he didn't know about
it. Apparently he didn't know either, yeah.
He didn't know about it.
He got cut out of it.
Yeah, he got bamboozled by him. But Phil Mickelson, who is sitting there saying, I'm doing this and doing the holier than thou. I am Phil Mickelson, the god of golf, and I will be the sacrificial lamb for everybody else. Getting paid $200 million. But I'm going to take one for the whole collective golf team here. And I'm going to be the whipping boy. He is thrilled because everything that Phil said, remember the Alan Shipnuck recordings that he released where he's like, these are bad MFers, but the PGA Tour needs to change? It's changed. Like, Phil has gotten his way by getting in bed with some bad MFers.
You make a deal with the devil, man. That's how it goes. I'm not saying, like, when I say that the money just becomes so much, I'm not saying I would do that or that it's okay. I'm just saying the reality of this is that when the money gets so obscene that even the most righteous and moral will say yes.
Yep.
Because to go to a lesser point, we just talked about a hiring in the NBA a week ago. Monty Williams told the Detroit Pistons 3 times, no.
Yep.
Then they gave him a whole MLE. And he said, all right, I'll go do this. And it's different situations. You're talking about blood money. But also, I bet you the Saudis have some investment in the NBA, too. So is it blood money? Probably in some sense. But it gets to a point where the money is so significantly overwhelming that it triumphs everything else. I wish it wasn't like that. But the reality is, in big business, in acquisitions and stakes of this level, it's always the bottom line.
Yep. I think that this is going to be something that they believe will just blow over. And for the PIF, the Public Investment Fund, Al Rumayyan, who is the chairman, and he's the guy who's going to have the seat on the PGA board. It will blow over for them. It will not for Jay Monahan. Jay Monahan made his bed. His butt is going to be gone.
You think
he
so?
He pissed off
just too many,
way too many players.
Yeah, but he's probably going to get a fat golden parachute on the way out.
Yeah, from the PIF, yes. Who are like, hey, you are
appreciate our, you. You're our sacrificial lamb,
and you'll never have to work again. Goodbye. Go, and that's exactly
go sit
how
on the board somewhere.
They're going to work him and use him. The players should be furious with him, especially the ones that made
sacrifices.
That he made carry his water and carry the water for the entire PGA, because he always says, this is your league. The PGA is about the players, and nobody owns the PGA. You just sold the entire damn thing out. And those guys who stood by you were the ones who actually believed in it. And now you sold them up the river. Guys like Rory, like guys like Justin Thomas, guys like Tiger Woods.
That's why I always tell guys, take the money.
Should be pissed. Man.
It's nothing new.
We'll have more on this, including some audio of Jay Monahan, who
tries to walk through this.
Boy, does he. Boy, does he. I want to get to that audio. We need to get to that audio next. We will have our Tears Day coming up in this show. But Jay Monahan, if you want to know why he's going to be on the way out of the PGA Tour, we'll have that after the rest with SportsCenter.
Visiting is pretty. Visiting is good. Seems that all they ever wanted was a brother.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Jay Monahan is the commissioner of the PGA Tour, and he's under fire today, and rightfully so, with this new partnership of the LIV, which they didn't even really say what it is. It's like they're just going to partner with them, and they're both going to finish out their seasons this year where you have both of their schedules will end, and then they're going to announce how this partnership exists under the umbrella of the World Tour, the PGA Tour, and LIV, where certainly there will be an aspect of team golf that will be a part of it. But it just kind of feels like not much has been sorted out as to what it will look like, you know, like it'll have, there's going to be a team aspect but other than that, apparently LIV golfers that want to bounce back and forth between the PGA Tour and LIV will have to pay a fine. Which sounds like a pretty sweet deal. If you got $200 million to go play somewhere else, then you just pay a fine. And the Saudis don't care because guess what? They now own the PGA Tour. So it's going right back into their pocket.
Yeah, it's weird that they're doing it that way, though. Like, if you're going to combine them, why not just combine them?
See, here's an idea. In terms
See,
of,
this is what they don't know. They don't know.
No.
In terms of the guys who took one for the team and didn't move over there and take all those dollars, you make these fines pretty hefty, and you know what you do? You disperse them amongst the rest of the PGA Tour membership.
Yeah. Or just the guys that...
So that they still get it, so they still take the blood money?
You know what?
The guys who fell on the sword.
They held off, man.
You know, and here's kind of the...
It's just funny. Like, the whole idea of them getting the blood money in the end, it's still...
Well, no, but at this point, it's not really... At this point, it's already been laundered a little bit, right?
It's been bleached a little.
It's been through. That cash in your pocket was held by a murderer at some point, you know? It was rolled up and somebody did blow with it at some point, and now it's been through enough cash registers that it's in your pocket. But here's the thing that really, with the way that they rolled it out on CNBC of all networks, with them not really having a ironed out plan of what it'll all look like, it sure does sounds like the litigation that has been brought forth in the fact that, you know, the dealings of Trump and the LIV golf tour, and now that there's a federal investigation into, you know, that relationship, and now you have the books are going to be opened up if this thing goes to court between the LIV and the PGA Tour. Kind of sounds like both sides, from what some of the reporters are saying, is that they didn't want their dirty laundry aired. in the courts, because then it would all have to come out. And so it was kind of cover your ass for both of them.
Yes, because the only, like, I heard it on the CNBC side, the only people who were going to win during this litigation were the lawyers, because the billable hours were going to be obscene.
Yep.
And this is the same reason why the NFL doesn't want disclosure, why the NBA doesn't want disclosure, why MLB doesn't want disclosure, because you open up the doors to rooms that have closets and, well, you go peeking around in there. There isn't a single time that you like what you find.
And this is why Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA, is going to be under fire by the players of the PGA. The guys who vote him to be the commissioner, and why he'll probably be on the outside and he'll get the ouster from the PGA players, is because, remember, this was 359 days ago at a tournament. He sat down with Jim Nantz on CBS and talked about LIV. And this is going to haunt him. It should haunt him. Based on the revelations of today.
Let me ask about this. There was a story that was first reported in the New York Post yesterday by Brian Wacker about a 9/11 coalition of families and survivors of the 2001 terrorist attacks. 9/11 families united sent a letter to the representatives of Phil, Dustin, Bryson, Reed, and others, quote, expressing their outrage towards the golfers for participating in the new league and accusing them of sports washing and betraying the United States, end quote. That's gotten a lot of steam over the last 24 hours. That story first reported again in the New York Post. How much did you talk to your players about the possible ramifications if they sign on with the new league?
Well, I talked to players. I've talked at a player meeting, and I've talked to a number of players individually for a long period of time. And I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. And as it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
I wonder how he feels now.
I wonder if those families are reaching out to him.
Invoking 9/11 and saying you lost, you know, loved ones in 9/11, and how, you know, you can't fathom it. You've never had to morally explain being a PGA Tour player. Come on.
It reeks of I have a black friend and just stupid things that you double down on. Just the whole idea of it is just, it's every last bit of it's terrible. Not even knowing what we know today, even then it was dumb. It was dumb because guess what? Guess who invests in the PGA Tour? You go through every single company, those multi-billion-dollar firms that have signage all over the PGA, they're all partially owned by the PIF. So this whole idea that they weren't taking that money to begin with is laughable at best.
Well, what's interesting is that the Byron Nelson, what is the company called? I think it's Wraithcon, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
They canceled their, just a couple, like a month ago, maybe even less than a month ago, they canceled them as the title sponsor because they were selling missiles to the Saudis.
Oh.
Like, and this is the thing that is so just head-scratching about it all, is this has been months in the making, this partnership and this agreement. That comment that you just heard from Jay Monahan, the PGA commissioner, was less than a year ago. Less than a year ago. I think the exact number of days is 359 days ago. He said that. And then that means if this has been months in the making, that means that just a couple months after he said that, he was talking about going into business with them.
Yeah, because this didn't happen over a day.
And that is why. It
didn't happen over a week.
And guess what? Rory, Tiger, mm-hmm. Justin Thomas, they were taking shots. They were the guys in front of the mic every single week, sticking up for the tour. Meanwhile, he was meeting with, you know, the Liv in the PIF folks. And that is why it's really hard to see him surviving as the PGA commissioner, unless this partnership that they have with the PIF and Al Rumian is enough to keep him on board, and the players will have no say.
Just real quick, is it the FedEx Cup that the PGA Tour runs?
It sure is.
By the way, the Saudi fund has a large amount of investment in FedEx.
Oh, nice.
Salesforce? You ever seen those Salesforce
Space
signs?
Space Force! Oh,
no,
different.
No, Salesforce, the CRM company solution.
Yeah, I do.
Those signs all over? Yeah, they are a majority shareholder. Home Depot. Hmm. You ever see those signs around? They sponsor anything?
Yeah.
Live Nation, where you get all your ticketing stuff through. Yeah. That's their investing.
They literally have their hand in everything.
They own everything. Yeah. So this whole idea that they were... This is why I get so indignant about it, is because it's like, everybody, if you're listening right now, you have a direct influence on your spending habits, goes to the Saudis.
Mm-hmm.
Period, point blank.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's what... Like, that's... We've talked about this last summer. Like, this was all last summer. The fact of the matter is, Jay Monahan and leaders of the PGA, what they said, it makes them look absolutely spineless.
Because they were indignant about it, and they tried to say that they were above it. And we knew then that
they weren't. You're not.
And so that was why even that statement back then was so ridiculous and over the top. And it was... You know, whatever happens to him. He gets fired. I mean, it's nothing terrible is going to happen. The guy is going to get a golden parachute, and he's going to be fine.
Have you seen the video going around that people are saying that Monahan just is harnessing his inner George W. Bush? Have you heard that audio?
I haven't.
This is George W. Bush after 9/11.
Stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive.
That was unedited.
Yeah, I know.
That was unedited. People are going, Monahan just did a... All right. Now watch this drive. Yeah, now watch this drive. Like, I'm just out here. I'm getting my round of golf in. Yeah. You guys have your cameras here. We need to stop the terror. Now watch this drive.
Golf will do that to you.
Goodness gracious.
Did he pipe it?
I didn't see where it landed.
Sounded good.
He has a good swing. George W. had a good swing.
Sounds good.
Has a good swing. I don't know what I think he's painting now.
There you go.
Isn't that what W. is doing now? I honestly do. I think he's a painter.
Putting a couple little happy trees over there.
Nah. Yeah, he Bob Rosses the S out of it.
All right.
But I really do. I think George W. Bush has like found...
His zen in painting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Yeah.
I mean, he's got time.
Huh. Yeah.
It's interesting. This is in the text line, so people shouldn't care about the blood money. I'm not saying you shouldn't care, but I'm just saying know what you're caring about.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, that's kind of what we're rehashing a year of conversations.
But I mean, that's kind of what the whole thing is that, though.
Yeah.
Know what you're caring about. Know what you're talking about. Know what you're getting in bed with.
Mm-hmm.
Because to make those choices to avoid it, you have to go outside the bounds of normalcy, which I think is a bigger problem that we have as a society that we're looking at.
No, caring about it is important, and I really do think that, you know, it bringing this to the greater conscience of people,
mm-hmm.
because you just listed off a bunch of a variety
of
industries.
Going.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the list is insanely long. And this is what you should do. You should go and look up the PIF. If this really does upset you, go look up the Public Investment Fund, and you can see all of the things that they invest in, and then you can make that choice to not partake in any of those companies.
Make
right?
sure you don't use Google to search for it or Facebook, because they have massive investments in both of them.
And this is like, and I think for a lot of people though, that is the issue.
Yeah.
Like, that is the issue. Like, sports washing is one thing. Like, and everybody wants to get so upset about sports washing. They're watching a lot more
than
sports.
It's way worse in technology fields.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 503-864-6326. That's a fan text line. This is Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's the place. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky. 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 Tricky.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Martin Rose chiming in on the fan text line. 503-864-6326. I was the first to pile on Jay Monahan, but my good consciousness is on my shoulder asking, did Jay really have any say? Could it have been something maybe he tried to stop and he had no control over, and now he's the evil fall guy? No? Because here's the thing, is like you were saying, the indignance of it, right? If you are going to be that, if you are going to stand on every mountaintop and scream about how evil they are, then you know what you can do? Resign. Right?
Yeah.
You just say, I'm not going to be the guy.
I'm not going down with like this.
Yeah. I'm not going to be the guy who's in charge of this.
Or you're him and you go, I am going to do this. And even though I'm going to take 1,000 arrows in the back, I'm going to take a lot more dollars in the front.
Yeah, like, sure.
I don't know, 100 million or so.
Oh, I bet you it's more than that.
Yeah. He's just the commish. Yeah. He's not the talent.
Yeah, it's still.
Yeah.
He's not Roger Goodell.
Yeah, he's still going to fall on that sword and do it with a smile on his face because he's going to get a whole lot of cash.
Yeah.
What's the over-under on him being dismissed or let go or stepping down as commissioner in the next 30 days? It's minus 1,000, right?
You would think, but I don't know, man. I don't know how much control they have. Mm. And that's the part that is going to be, that's going to be the sticking point, is if they control basically everything that is the PGA moving forward, his job is going to be pretty safe. Because I don't know how this is all going to shake out, and I don't know what sort of voting needs to go through in order to oust him. I have no idea even how mad many of the players are going to be, because there will be a facet of the players that are going to be happy with it. And there's just so much that needs to be unpacked before we know anything. And that's why the hastiness of the rollout of this just doesn't make sense why you're saying it now. You know, why you're saying all of this right now just does not make sense. Was it that you knew you were going to have to drop all the lawsuits sooner rather than later? So then you cover your butt by announcing this merger with no framework of it, really? They say the framework is there, but they're not saying what it is. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me. Not much of anything that's going on here makes sense, to be completely honest and to be quite frank. So I don't know. I don't know how long he's going to be in for.
I guess the other side of this is, does he end up just staying in power because he's shown he's amenable to working with them?
But to whom? But who would want, like, by the PIF?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously.
He could be their little,
he already is.
Sports-washing puppet.
Yeah, he already is.
So you make him fall on the sword and take all the arrows, but you just keep dragging him back out there.
Yep. And that's the way you want it. That's the way that it's going to be then, you know?
I mean, I could very easily see it going that way.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's get to hour number two. Coming up in the second hour of the radio program, we will talk a little bit of NBA Finals. We have some NFL news that we need to dish out on as well, because we got another guy gambling, and how now NFL coaches are going to be tackling that. But where we start hour number two, what's the impact going to be? Danny and Dusty on The Fan.